Focus.
Thanks for the cheers. We're back on Focus Podcast, episode 231. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and we're back, whether you like it or not. All right.
Just deal with it.
Right? don't forget, we are live on twitch.tv/collision28 every week, every Thursday, roughly between 7:30 and 8. We'll let you know if we're taking a break. We're also on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can watch the back episodes there. Like, comment, subscribe on that.
And the Pokemon, I think we've already been with whatever you said. Oh, no, you did say it. Okay.
Yeah, we are episode... I'm sorry, I did miss it. I'm sorry. 231. We are the Fanfi episode. My bad. And Fanfi is the long-nosed Pokemon.
Of course he is.
Well, what the fuck is the other one going to be? The one with the bigger nose than him.
Is it bigger, though? I guess
I think
it would
it is.
Be. Yeah, it is.
I think he actually grows a little bit when he evolves. He doesn't just get the armor.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
what are some other long-nosed Pokemons?
There's... No.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Not Lickitung, because that's his tongue.
That's his tongue, yeah. You know what? I think he has this one.
Fair enough, yeah. Fanfi. We'll give you this one.
Yeah, we'll give you that one. I'm not mad at that one. You are the long-nosed Pokemon. I can't think of another one. All right. Well, we finally have a winner. We can end Unfocused now. We're done. We completed our mission. No, just kidding. All right, Unfocused weeks.
You want to start or should I start?
I'll go ahead and start. So I haven't done too much. Just been chilling. I finished reading Sonic, the Hedgehog, the comics.
Oh, you read?
Well,
finished
not finished, but I caught up.
Okay,
I feel good. I feel like a new one just dropped, so I feel like I got to go pick another one up pretty soon. But yeah. Story is still cool. They're introducing a bunch of characters right now. All of them are like recent characters from like Sonic X. All those characters like Sonic X right now are being introduced right now.
Okay.
And a lot of these characters that are supposed to be in this comic series are all from video games. There's been a few new characters that are pretty dope, like Whisper and Tangle, which I talked about a couple weeks ago or so. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I just got introduced to Cream and one of the Chows and her mom and all that. And apparently they've already been friends with Sonic and all that too. So like there's some history already in the series that they haven't really gone over.
Some like reestablished lore type of thing?
Yeah. But I've also heard too that a lot of this series is based off the video games. So a lot of that history could be whatever we know from the video games. Which I haven't played a lot of these video games recently from Adventure and all that. So I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll still continue with that. Also, I started reading Go-Go Power Rangers. I'm probably two issues in within the trade that I have. That one's pretty interesting right now.
What do you think about it? Tell me about it.
It's pretty sick. Right now they're dealing they had just become Power Rangers in this series. And so they're kind of trying to deal with, not only being friends like they were in the past, but also, having to work together and becoming Power Rangers and taking it seriously. And
balancing
their
life with it.
Yeah, balancing life and all that. And just, having other friends outside and just making sure that their secret is still cool and make sure
sounds
no one else out.
Sounds like it's more like the TV show, almost. Like the premise is more like the actual Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV show.
Yeah, just a little more deep, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Because in Power Rangers, you'll see a couple of things for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden the aliens come through and all that.
They ruin all the drama.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
But yeah, so it's pretty dope right now. I'm liking it. It's all high school based, too. They're all in high school, of course, so that's kind of fun to see. And then also, I was working on OBS. OBS is what we use to stream the podcast. And a couple of months ago, we were trying to play Smash, and anytime I'm playing Smash on the computer here, I play it through OBS because OBS is, how we stream shit, and I don't want to have to deal with different connections when I'm streaming shit, so the Switch is always just connect directly to a capture card to the computer, and the sound comes through the computer, and then I have the monitors separate so we can play the game. But a couple of months ago, I was trying to play it, and we couldn't play it because the sound was just all staticky and stuff like that. It was so weird, and I gave up on it. And I tried it again maybe a month ago, and I tried to play Splatoon because of the Splatfest, because I wanted to cast it. And it was staticky and laggy through the stream. Playing it through a normal monitor, through a normal TV screen was fine, but the capture was horrible. It was glitchy, it was staticky, the sound was off, it was bad, it was unbearable. And so I gave up on that. And I tried it again today because I really wanted to get down to like what is going on and have any new updates from Windows fixed it by any chance, and nothing. It was still the same shit. I couldn't figure it out. And I was about to tear down the whole shit.
Oh, shit.
Because for all these little scenes that we have, I had to build them, I had to layer them, the correct pictures and all that. Mm-hmm. And I have something special for Splatoon. It's pretty complex. And I was like, okay, I need to fucking rebuild this shit. So I start writing down, okay, this scene has these images, these things going. And then I realized one of these things is new, something new that I added. And it's a video that I added to one of them. And I took it out, and it cleared it up. So I was like, shit, these videos have been fucking it up this whole time. That's what all it was.
So it's the videos themselves?
Yeah. Because I'm not sure if you've seen me cast Splatoon before, but in the background, it's a movable background, you know?
Oh, the videos in the background screens you're saying are fucking it up.
Yeah. And I wasn't using video before, though. It was just a GIF. It was just an image, an animated image. That's what I had before. But there was like a lot of different images doing all that. So like, let me just make it a short little video. It's like going to be like 3 seconds, you know, and it loops. And that was what's causing it. A little 3-minute video was causing all this static and all these issues. Oh, my God. But figure that out, mystery. Yeah, seriously. And then, I don't know, OBS just has more issues because right now I just opened Google Chrome, which I know is a memory hog, and our opening video lagged. So videos going through OBS doesn't seem to be quite the best I'm finding out right now. Today.
Any fans of Unfocus, just remember that be lucky that AJ is the one handling the technical shit. Because if not, you just see me fucking yelling at the screen. That would be the show. And to hear yelling at the screen, kicking things.
And then we'll be buying like new equipment like every week.
Yeah.
T would be throwing something across
it'd
the house.
It'd probably be over by episode 30 because we run out of money. Yeah, so he would not have had so many episodes if I was the one doing the technical
like, shit, we're going to the 50th monitor. We're only on episode 30.
Like, fuck. I'm like, let me get a decoy one so I have something to kick, you know?
Let's kick one of these broken ones.
Right? All right, anything else in your focus week?
I've been trying to map out my arcade stick. The other thing is the layout I'm going to use, and I want to make my own PCB, and I was just trying to understand that. And again, like trial and error shit, I found programs that can make you layouts for making your own custom circuit board and all that. And it was super complex. It's good if you actually make actual circuit boards, but for something simple of what I was doing, just traces of just connections, not the best. It was super complex. I just opened Art Illustrator and just took some measurements, and I had it done like within an hour. So it's been like the last 2 weeks trying to figure out this program. But yeah, I've been working on that. And of course, the usual suspects. Street Fighter. Actually, no, I did play Street Fighter. I played a little bit of Street Fighter. I played some Soul Calibur. I played some Tekken.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But yeah, I played Street Fighter, and it was fucking weird. I couldn't do anything. I just got owned. Like, I played a couple of matches, and I just got beat. I was like, okay, I just suck now.
You know, it's funny. I feel like I'm better on the bounce back for Tekken, but for Street Fighter, I'm not so good on the bounce back. I feel like I have to, like, learn the game again.
I was before, because a few months ago, I opened it up, and I fucking just, like, won, like, 3 straight matches, and I was like, oh, shit, this shit just came back to me. This time, I couldn't do shit. So, I don't know. But I want to try to play a little bit more. I'm not sure if I should blame the buttons or my arcade stick, or maybe it was just people. I just having to play good people. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, but did some of that, and that's about it.
All right, so for Focus Weeks, I have a lot of comic news that I've been checking out. Obviously, I've been continuing to read House of X and Powers of X. Those are the X-Men comics I was reading, telling you guys about the last few episodes. I also picked up a variant for that this week, because I've been randomly getting the variants, like, and they're fucking shooting up in price. So
oh, yeah?
This one was only fucking $5 or $6, so I was like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and get the variant. Because I already got the regular one, too, but I'm like, I'll get the variant, too.
Yeah.
So many of these have already, like, shot up in value. I have way more than I've spent on them already. So.
I want variants of my Sonic comics. Like, I always get the cover A's. I'm like, I want to get one of these other ones someday.
Have you ever asked?
I haven't asked, but also, ask one time I did ask, it was for one of the Street Fighter ones, the swimsuit editions. And there's one that I wanted, and it's like, oh, the only way I can get that one is if I order 100 of the original covers, and then I'll be able to get one of these.
Nah, but you're supposed to ask the comic book guys.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Telling me. It's like, yeah, the only way I can get that cover is if I get 100 of these, and they're not really, you know, selling, so I'm not going to do that. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I'm not sure if it's the same way with the Sonic shit or not, but maybe I'll ask next time. Anyways.
Other things, I got a couple of the variants just to have them. I only got them because, like, I saw some of them cheaper in the store than they were online. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get it. Like, fuck it. You know, why not?
Yeah.
I got a few first prints, too. Some other thing, a friend had put me on to this. It's a new independent comic put out by Boom, and it's called Something Is Killing the Children. Ironic, this is coming out the same day that It came out. And
it's the drugs.
Maybe. We don't know yet. But it's a horror comic, and it's made by a brand new writer and a brand new artist, and they're fucking disappearing from the shelves. I had to go to an obscure comic store, and they had some. But my comic store, my regular comic store, I didn't like ask them to reserve it, and they're like, nope, it's gone.
Damn.
Or two, gone. And I went to like some obscure place, and I'm like, yeah, we got like four copies. Hmm. I wanted to buy two. They didn't let me buy two, which I understand why. It makes sense. But and they didn't even know. I don't even think they even know how big it was. But
they wouldn't let you get two, though?
They wouldn't let me get two. They're like, yeah, no one gets two of the same cover. Like, you can come in a different day and get it. I was like, okay, cool.
Wait, what if I just walk out and walk back in and tell you I'm someone else?
I know. I told him. I was like, can I come back later, like in a few hours? He's like, nah, you can come back tomorrow if you want it. Also, while I was there, I saw there was a new Street Fighter comic out, too. It was a special.
Oh, really?
Called Street Fighter Wrestlepalooza. Alex and and I think Hakan are on the cover.
Interesting. The oily dude, yeah, Turkish dude.
Exactly. I think Alex and Hakan are on the cover.
Yeah, I know we talked about some new Street Fighter comics coming out soon a while back, so that must be one of them.
Yeah, Wrestlepalooza.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Exactly. So Alex is the main character, but has cameos from a bunch of people like Zangief, Armika, you know, like all the wrestlers, probably Hakan. But yeah, that's the... The main comic that I've been checking out, El Fuente, I'm sure he'll be in there. Yes, that's what I've been checking out. I've also been watching Young Justice. I'm about halfway through now. It's really fucking good, the third season of Young Justice. Other than that, what else? I think that's the main things I've been up to lately.
Cool.
I almost caught up on One Piece again. Took me a while. Yeah, that's the main stuff. I'm focused, guys. Don't forget.
Twitter, AdamFocus28.
Instagram, Unfocused Podcast. You can like, comment, subscribe there too.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave comments and all that. 5-star ratings. Collision28.com. If you can't get our stuff any other way, definitely just go there, check it out.
Or email links there. Us. If you want to send us things to talk about or comments on things we've said, you know, we're open, you know.
Unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. All right. So with all that said, let's do this.
Okay.
This is the news. The
news. What? Can I just say I'm actually really glad that Lil Jon agreed with that, because I don't know what I'm gonna do if he says no one day when we say it's time for the news. You know, like
so that, okay, he's like no way,
no way. Music sounds more aggressive and shit. All right, so you want to start off or shall I start off?
I guess I'll start off with something. So the big story this week is Castle Crashers. No, I was kidding. That's a big story.
I was like, okay, tell me. I didn't hear about this. Tell me.
But apparently Castle Crashers is getting a remastered version, and it's coming to the Switch. We're getting it later. It's already fucking September, dude. But September 17th is when we're getting remastered Castle Crashers, and then later on it'll come out for the PS4. And this remaster is going to be like $15. It's going to have all the DLC unlockable throughout the game. And on the Switch, you can play it with four of the people using four Joy-Cons, which sounds dope.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, because I know there's like four players mode on there and all that, which is fun. But yeah, look out for that. I'm kind of excited to... I've been thinking of playing it again recently, too. But it'll be cool to maybe I'll get it on the Switch so it's more accessible to other people and shit. Mm-hmm. Play it on the go even, you know?
All right, so my first piece of news, Assassin's Creed. Apparently, it has been leaked by... a place called the Console Club. They're a popular retailer in Greece. I guess sometimes they kind of let their information leak about what they're going to be selling in the next upcoming months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they accidentally leaked out of their list. There are not one, but two Assassin's Creed games coming for the Switch. This doesn't confirm anything, but usually when these guys' information leaks, it usually turns out to be what's coming out. But the list says they're selling both Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and Assassin's Creed Rogue Remastered. And
is this Tribute going to go along with it?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. That's what came up when I looked for it, so I wonder if it is.
I don't think it is, actually. I think it's some fan art.
Yeah, it's got to be that or like some phone game or something, some bullshit like that. But, Assassin's Creed what's a 3 remastered. You know, it's kind of something people have been waiting for a long time, and it will be on Switch. And then Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is the one about pirates and shit, and that's the most current one, I think, right? I think that's the most current.
I have no clue.
Pretty sure that's the newest one, Assassin's Creed Black Flag. But yeah, according to these guys, the Switch is going to be getting both of those. We'll see in the next few weeks whether that's true or not, or if that fool just got, like, you know, some bad information, or if they got lucky before in the past. But yeah, that's the rumor going around. Keep your eyes open. If you love Assassin's Creed and got Switch, there's actually going to be some options for you pretty soon.
Interesting.
Right?
I'm not a fan of Assassin's Creed.
You know, me either, man. I just picked it because people love to talk about it. People love that game. But I don't like it that much. It's okay. I feel like Metal Gear is a better version of Assassin's Creed.
Wow.
No shade meant, you know, but...
All right. My turn?
Yes.
All right. So we had a... Actually, I'll get into it after the next... Now it'll be like, that's going to take up the rest of the first half. But Samurai Showdown, coming to the Switch. Have we talked about that yet at all?
We talked about that it was going to come like months ago, but we never actually talked about some details. It sounds like you got some details.
Oh, no, I don't have any details other than I didn't know it was coming to the Switch. But it's actually, I didn't even get a date now that I realize it. But it's coming to the Switch pretty soon. I wonder if I could find a date real quick. Mm-hmm. Samurai. I spell Samurai.
With a U.
Switch. I totally spelled Switch wrong, but good job, Google, knowing exactly what I was talking about. I don't immediately see any dates. Q4, that's all I know. But yeah, look out for that pretty soon.
All right.
If I find it, I'll let you guys know.
Other things is a fun thing for kids that love Marvel right now. Scholastic's going to be teaming up with Marvel to release a Shuri novel. It's going to be all about Black Panther's sister.
Oh, this is my sister, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be a little mini novel. It's going to be one of those Scholastic kiddie novels, so it's probably going to have a lot of cool art in it and stuff like that.
That sounds cool.
But it is the beginning. It'll be coming out May 2020, so that's something to look forward for kids. But, you know, they said this is going to be the beginning of a new line they're doing to try to get young kids interested in characters.
Kids right now, if you're 5 years old, when you're six, it'll be out.
Mm-hmm. And it's made to give you something to relate to, because, you know, there's not a lot of young female black characters in superhero shit, so they're going to try to focus on the categories that you don't really get in the movies and the shows and stuff like that. So we don't have any more details yet, but they said there's going to be a lot more coming out after hers. Keep an eye out for this Marvel Scholastic collaboration. More fun stuff for the kids to love superheroes, you know?
Yeah, you know, I actually saw one of those. It was Iron Man versus the Mandarin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They got it before the movie theaters got it.
Wow.
But no, I saw that once at a just random store once. But I was kind of like, shit, here's a movie right here.
There you go. Ready for the kids.
Yeah. I still couldn't find a date on Samurai Showdown right now, though, but... At the very least, we know that it's going to be, 60 frames per second and stuff like that. This is practically a port.
Same as the one that's been out.
But yeah, like 1080p max, I think, though, or something like that. Anyways, other news? Oh, actually, slightly lower res, actually. So, not as high spec. Anyways, that's expected. So, we got a lot of news yesterday from this little company called... Nintendo, I think is what they're called.
Never heard of them.
No? Yeah, they you know, I'm not sure if you ever heard of, like, Super Mario Brothers, I think is what they're called. But they
some kind of game. Italians?
Italians, yes. But yeah, they came out with a Direct yesterday, kind of showing off some new shit. One of them is this Kirby game right here. It's a four-player Kirby game. Looks like you have different classes and shit like that. It looks like you have, like, mage in there, like a healer, definitely one of your attackers there, a Hamelord, a Blaylord, a Dr. Hellmore.
What?
Yeah. And then so with four people, you know, you go through these maps and, yeah, you got to make sure you know your role pretty much is what they're saying throughout this whole thing. Know your role.
Damn.
And it's already out. It's free to start. It's a free game. I don't know what they mean by free to start, though. Like, is there any paid content, maybe? I don't know. But it's free to start. It came out yesterday right after the Direct. Looks pretty fun. I'm not sure if I'll try it. If I get someone else who plays it, maybe I'll try it with them. I don't know. I've never played Kirby, so I don't know what to expect. But yeah, that's a thing. Any moment to go over more shit from the Direct?
Why not? Yeah, tell us, bro.
A lot of shit. So, a couple, like maybe a week or two ago, there's a Amazon leaked something. It was a Switch carrying case with the Overwatch logo on it. And everyone's like, what? Is Overwatch coming to the Switch? And Amazon took it down. So there's nothing to, you know, confirm it, except for yesterday, where we finally got like a little trailer saying, yes, Overwatch, Blizzard's game, coming to the Switch.
Interesting move.
Yeah. And again, low res versions. I think it's like 30 FPS or some shit like that, though. But yeah, that's coming soon. I think it comes out the next month. Yeah, on the 15th. So October 15th. Look out for that. I can't play Overwatch. I get motion sick. I've tried. Trust me. I kind of wish I could play. I kind of wish I could be hyped with everyone else, but I can't. Other thing they announced, too, Trials of Mana. It's an HD version. It's a part 3 of the Secret of Mana series.
What?
Yeah. So,
so you better get on your shit, bro. Don't you have something to beat before you play this?
I'm not going to play Secret of Mana. I never played that shit.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of Golden Sun. I'm sorry.
Golden Sun. No. Golden Sun would be dope. Yeah, I have a long way with that shit for sure. That's what I should be playing. But no, Trials of Mana HD, which is the part 3 of the Soul series, coming next year on April 24th.
Mm. All right. Pretty cool. My birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that date sounds familiar. Also, what we they announced, too, is Banjo-Kazooie. He's out. He came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck, I heard he came out yesterday. That's why I wanted fucking bitch-ass Will to come today so we could play this. But
I mean, he's you had to pay for that shit, though.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But you can get the Fighter's Pass, get them all unlocked as they come out and shit like that. But, yeah, Banjo-Kazooie is now out. Sakurai did a whole video on like showing you like demonstrations and shit, like how to play them and all that and what you can do with them. So you can go ahead and find that video up on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure. Sakurai, I don't know, he's like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He's like talking shit half the time, and half the time he's doing shit like this, like, dude, whose side do you want?
Don't ask him for anything.
Exactly. And then also, we got, check out this little trailer, T. I saw this yesterday. And I was like, oh, shit, look at the whole console line of Nintendo systems, right? Switch, the Wii U, 3DS, all the way back to the NES. They even had the Virtual Boy in there. Check that out.
Wow. But Game & Watch was there, too?
At the same time the NES, SNES was out, the Neo Geo was out. I'm like, where are they going with this?
What's the point?
And we even got the little music, the little opening for Neo Geo and all that. I'm like, oh, this looks cool, SNK, you know, and a Nintendo Direct. What the fuck's going on? Are we getting, like, re-releases of these old games? And look. It's a Smash invite. And old school, like 16-bit graphics. And I like this animation because this looks like the opening to like Fatal Fury or something like that, right? That's
straight up King of Fighters openings and shit with those like moving fucking backgrounds and shit and zoom ins on them.
And then they have all these different characters. Looks like they're trying to grab the invitation. Everyone keeps missing. There is Joe. There is, I don't know who the first guy was.
Nakaru. Geese.
Yeah, Geese right here. Yeah, gonna grab it.
He fucking dies.
He dies and he falls down.
I love how they reference his death and shit. Right?
And then Nakaru, that was crazy too. That Nakaru was here too. I'm like, no way, Nakaru.
I like how sad she was. Like, she's kind of like, you don't know she's sad, but you just saw her staring. Like, you know she's sad, you know?
And then Irori is like, oh shit, Irori's going to be in Smash? And now he misses it too.
And he just laughs.
He's just like, yeah, he's a scary laugh. Yeah.
To me, I was like, that was scarier to me than anything. I'm like, damn, we're lucky that we didn't get that full.
Seriously, right? And it finally landed on the floor, and someone finally picked it up.
It was fucking Terry Bogard.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't heard yet, it was kind of rumored a little bit. We knew an SNK character was coming, but it's Terry Bogard.
The lead character of Fatal Fury. Yeah. Will be coming to Super Smash Bros. It's kind of funny how you're getting some, like, legendary matchups in Smash Bros. You're getting Ryu versus Terry. Like, you're basically getting, you know, Capcom versus SNK in a way, like, in forms, you know? Like,
yeah. You know, it's funny, too. Someone was mentioning, too, is like, because there's a Tekken tournament that happened in Pakistan, right? And in the final match, it was Geese Howard versus Akuma. And some commentator was talking about, like, man, if 10 years ago you told me that there's going to be a big Tekken tournament in Pakistan
with Geese versus Akuma? Geese
and Akuma in some finals, I would have been like, you're full of shit.
Damn, bro, that's fucking crazy.
In a Tekken game.
That would be some super prophetic shit if someone told you. One day, Geese will fight Akuma in the finals for Tekken 7.
Yeah, in Pakistan.
Shut that. In Pakistan. You're like, shut the fuck up, boy. Like, all right. You're just making the most random shit.
Yeah, it sounds like I would have said, you know?
Dude, time travelers, bro.
But anyways, Fatal Fury coming to... we don't know when, though. So soon, that's all we can say. I think this year, I think is what they did say, later this year. And you were asking me earlier, T, like when has a Fatal Fury game actually been on a Nintendo system, you know? Because like you said, that's like Nintendo's thing, right? If the character's been on the system somewhere, then yeah, there's a more highly chance that they're going to be on
Smash. As you mentioned, that is something they said during the release of Brawl. They never reiterated that, so you might be right of what you told me, like maybe that was only the rule for Brawl. But that is something they were pretty clear about. They said that, like, you know, they have to have appeared on a Nintendo platform and then they're a fair game.
Yeah, and that was back then. I'm not sure if that rule still, like, fits. Yeah. But every character so far has fit that description.
Everyone, yeah.
This one does.
This one does too?
Last year we got SNK Heroines.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
There was a female Terry Bogard.
Terry's in there.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're so right. They still kept to the rule.
So if there's nothing that we could have think of, it's that.
Did you research it or did you just figure it out?
No, actually,
think about it?
I follow like a lot of like, I follow a few cosplayers like on Instagram, and one of the chicks cosplayed as a female Terry Bogard. I was like, oh, that's a cool like little like gender swap. I'm like, oh, wait, that's an actual thing. Oh, shit, it came out on the Switch.
That's when it clicked to you.
Yeah, it all clicked right there.
That's dope.
And then RS and Trad, of course, you know, the KOF fan. November, he says, for Terry Bogard.
Yeah, that's what they say. We don't know the day, but November for sure.
No, I think there was a date. I think not an actual
date. No, there wasn't. It said November. It said in development, November 2019.
Okay. But yeah, okay, cool. So not too far away. Mm-hmm. After they showed us that, though, they also told us that more new fighters are in development.
So, did they say that?
Yes.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah. So Sakurai, fucking liar. He's like, this is it. No more after these. And nah.
Okay, so this brings a question I was talking to Charlie about today. Who would you want?
Oh, yeah, there's a date.
Who would you like to join Smash that's not already there, AJ?
A Golden Sun character. Fucking shit.
That's a good one. All right.
I mean, I know we have Isaac already.
You know what I would want?
As a trophy. But no, he needs to be an actual playable character.
An actual, like, real guy, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I want?
Yeah, it's November, by the way.
I would like a version of a Koopa Troopa evolving. Like, maybe you gotta, like, earn his power-up. A Koopa Troopa that becomes a Paratroopa that becomes a Hammer Bro.
Oh, shit.
I would fucking love that.
Maybe his final smash could be a Hammer Bro.
Maybe that. I mean, I feel like, or if he could transform him into a Hammer Bro where he had fighting Hammer, because I feel like there's just, like, a lot of potential for the Hammer Brothers characters that... Mm-hmm. It's not used, you know? They could even be one character, you know, but two sprites. Like Ice Climbers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, dude, that would be so dope. Like,
but, I mean, they already have hammers, the Ice Climbers. Having hammer bros like that.
Oh, you're right. They have hammers, too. No, you're right. They won't do that. But, you know, something like that. You know, I would love a Paratroopa that, like, actually had a moveset. And maybe he can only walk in that fucking weird-ass jump or some shit.
Or what if it was a pairing like Ice Climbers were saying, but it's the Koopa Troopa and a Goomba?
Interesting. Maybe. Interesting. I wouldn't be against that. That's unique. I'd be down for that.
What if Toad broke free from Princess Peach and he became his own character?
Well, we've been talking about that for years. Like, Toad would be a cool character to have.
That would be cool, yeah.
In one game, he has, like, a little sword on his sash, and that never gets used, so...
He's a treasure tracker now and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Adventures. He could have a moveset now.
Yeah. Or they could do what I've been saying for fucking ever.
Princess Peach?
Yeah, just give Peach her own move, like, set based off Super Princess Peach, and give Daisy
the old Peach set.
That would be dope. Just fucking do it already.
I was also saying it would be dope to have old school Link. Like Legend of Zelda Link. Orange and brown, like green and orange outfit. Fucking using a wand, you know, using a wand and shit too. Like, he'll definitely have a sword, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
But instead of bow and arrow, instead of boomerang, give him a wand and a slingshot. Like, let's go old school fucking Damn. Link. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would really like that. That's just me personally. Like, I'd be cool
There's
with
so many
that.
Links already, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know, another one would be kind of cool that I would kind of like? Impa. The chick who takes care of Zelda and trains her to be Sheik.
Oh, interesting.
She's like an elf or something. Like, you know, she's like her guardian or whatever?
No, I don't know. Oh, you know what, too, I wanted to bring up? Because, you know, there's always been talk about, oh, like, what if they made a Legend of Zelda movie or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And, like, how cool would that be? But then everyone's concerned about, what if they make Link talk, you know? And, like, you can't have Link talking. That's going to just ruin everything, right? But then how are you going to tell a story with Link in it if you can't talk?
Navi.
I was thinking Navi, but not only that, but like I was also thinking in terms of High Score Girl, where what's her name doesn't talk.
Oh,
and they still have a pretty good story, but yeah. It's the other guy doing all the talking and figuring stuff out.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
So maybe Navi could be that one dude, and of course Link could be like her, not talking. And that could work.
I would like that. That would be pretty cool.
Because it's already been proven that it could work.
I would fuck with that. That's pretty cool. I like that. I like that idea.
But yeah, but
Navi... I guess we'll see when the Castlevania guy makes his Zelda shit, right? That's still like a year away or a year and a half away.
Is he working on some shit?
Yeah, he's working on both a Devil May Cry animated series, and then after that, he's going to do a Legend of Zelda anime.
Oh, is he? Devil May Cry should already out, though, no?
It's out?
I think it's been out.
No. How long?
I don't know. Is it that or Castle? Oh, maybe it is Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania, because he said he's going to make another series, and that's going to connect to Castlevania, and that's Devil May Cry.
That's right.
Which they're not supposed to connect, but he's going to make them connect. I like that. That's kind of cool.
Anyways, back to Smash real quick. There's one more character they haven't told us about yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
And then after they showed us this little map here, Terry Bogard is coming out in November. We don't know when the next one's coming out. Also, special announcement. They're going to have more DLC fighters now in development.
Interesting.
So Sakurai freaking lied to us, man. Just saying.
Again, don't ask him for anything else.
Even more DLC fighters will join the battle, like in the future. So it's going to be a whole new fighter pack, I'm guessing. Like a season two, you know? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is. Anyways, moving on with other stuff in the Direct. They talked about a Doom 64 re-release coming in November. So if anyone liked Doom 64 at all, which looked pretty dope, that's coming out. For Sword and Shield, Pokemon Sword and Shield, they talked about, they showed off some shit, like clothing options and shit like that. One main thing that they're talking about, new mechanic, though, is being able to camp. You know, like in the anime, they're always camping out somewhere on their adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can camp in this game now, too. You can set down a tent, and you can chill out there. All your Pokemon run out, and you pretty much have one of those modes where you can play with your Pokemon.
And yeah, that's dope, because I'll tell you, one of the things I love the most about the Pokemon animated series was how they showed how they would have to camp and fucking travel and shit and fucking fish and hunt for food. Like, I feel like that's not in the games.
You know, eat donuts
all day, you know, like as weird as they look, you know.
But yeah, so that's the thing that's new to the game. Also, if you do camp out in the wilderness area, I think is what it's called, you'll be able... Oh, the wild area, I think is what it's called.
Safari zone?
No, it's not really a safari zone, but it's just like this extra piece of land that you can wander out where other people who are all playing the game can meet you there too. So if you're camping out there, you can visit someone else's camp and check out their Pokemon or whatever they have going on. You can also cook in the game too now. So while you're camping, you can bust out a pot and make curry and rice. Or curry on rice, really, I think is what they called it. And what's cool about this is, like, there's different types of curries you can make. So I guess you can gather, like, ingredients and stuff, and you can put them together, and you'll come out with a different set of curry. And you got to make it just right, too, because then you'll try it, and then you'll be great at how you made it. So it's almost like a Cookie Mama thing going on, or Poffins.
Yeah.
You remember Poffins?
Oh,
from,
I do. I love Poffins.
Yeah, was it from Ruby Sapphire?
That's the only thing I like about Ruby Sapphire.
Diamond Pearl, I think is where it's from.
No, it's Ruby Sapphire.
Was it Ruby Sapphire? Sure.
That's the only thing I liked about Ruby Sapphire was Poffins.
Yeah, curry on rice. And also, there's different types of curries you can make. So after you make one, you'll get like a stamp saying, oh, you made this type of curry. And I guess there's like a curry dex now, people are calling it.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
I don't think they actually call it that. But, I mean, that's what people are calling it. It's like, oh, now you have a curry dex to make different curries. But yeah, that's a new thing added to Pokemon. Also, if anyone watches this trailer, if you're concerned about which Pokemon are going to be in this game, watch this trailer that they showed in the Direct. Because they showed a bunch of Pokemon walking around randomly, and they showed us a bunch of Pokemon that technically haven't been confirmed yet. Even new Pokemon, like this little bitch right here. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's like some ghostly teapot.
Interesting, I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, so that's a new one for sure for this game, for this generation.
Very interesting. All right, so with that said, I'll jump into another piece of news.
I got two more things for the Direct real quick.
All right, go for it.
Animal Crossing, they showed us some shit with that. There's going to be some crafting you can do now. And you know, I'm not sure if you play Animal Crossing, but you know how you can pull out weeds?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing you can just do to keep the area nice and pretty. They don't give you shit for that, though. But now they do. You can actually sell the weeds that you pull out. Or you can use them for crafting, which is interesting. And there's a bunch of different little crafting stuff you can do, too. Like you can collect sticks and stuff like that. You can make your own shit. And then last thing, Super Nintendo is now on Nintendo Online. So if you have a Nintendo Online account, you can go download the SNES Classic shit and play all these old SNES games. So that was rumored a while ago, came true. That controller we talked about on the show recently, too, If you're a member, you can go and buy one of those for $30. And then some of the games are some of the usual specs you would expect that they have released right now. F-Zero is there, Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, Link to the Past is there, which I think I'm going to play, and a bunch of other shit.
All right. So
20 games.
That's a lot.
There's also a rewind feature, too, which is new.
Yeah, I heard about that. You can back it up and like kind of replay it and shit.
Yeah, no, actually, like if you're playing the game and you fuck it up, you can literally like go back a couple of seconds and redo it.
And replay it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about the rewind feature.
What's on?
They had it in some other games, but it's cool they're adding it to this one.
Yeah, like no games have had it actually, but it's just like it's a feature like we've seen in every other place, but like now it's available here. Kirby's on here. Oh, Joe and Mac 2 is on here, which freaked me out. Joe and Mac's like one of my favorite Super Nintendo games, but Joe and Mac 2 is on here, which I thought was weird. What else is notable here? Pilot Wing, Star Fox, Stunt Racer, Earth Defense Force, Super Metroid, Mario Kart. So, yeah. I think there's a Puyo Pop game here, too.
Right. But, yeah. There's a lot of options there for it.
Yeah, but that was most of the highlights from the direct.
All right, last piece of news before going on a little bit of a break. John St. John, anyone who doesn't know old school 64 games, this is the legendary voice of Duke Nukem. Well, this guy, who is the voice of Duke Nukem, just got a new job. He is now a certified minister.
Whoa.
So, his specific quote was, I am now an ordained minister and will be performing my first wedding ceremonies this Saturday night. In other words, yes, you can be married by Duke Nukem. If anyone knows, one of his most iconic things is his voice, and this guy is the voice of Duke Nukem. So, I don't know how flexible he is with it, but I'm assuming since he brought that up, yeah, I'm sure he would make some Duke Nukem quotes if he asked him to, or he might marry you guys in the Duke Nukem voice, you know? I don't know. Maybe email him and talk to him about it. But it's John St. John, that's his handle, you know? Duke Nukem's marrying people.
What's that line? It's something about, like, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Damn, that's serious right there. Damn. All right. With that said, let's jump into the music of the week.
All right, let me find the button for that real quick.
No time.
Shit.
I'm just joking. There's plenty of time.
But yeah, maybe we can let Steven know that this is happening.
It's not too late, right? They can change it all up.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some time. I mean, we're a few months away from all that. Where is this freaking button at for?
Better now than later, right?
Yeah.
Music power.
All right, music of the week, guys.
It's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, and my song is called Midnight Snack by a group called Homeshake. I like them a lot.
My track, I forgot what it was. Oh, it's a, I think it's a group or maybe a band called Black Caviar. The song's called El Camino. Heard this real quick, and I, SoundCloud it real quick or SoundHound it. And sounds pretty dope. So I'm playing that. I'm going to hear it for the second time here with you guys, as I usually do.
All right. I'm focused, guys. We'll be back
after this music break.
I got it in my El Camino. I got it. In my El Camino.
All right. That was the music of the week.
Sounds like we're back.
Yeah, I think it does, man. My song was again called Midnight Snack by Homeshake and AJ.
Mine was El Camino by Black Caviar.
Speaking of that name, El Camino, did you hear about the Breaking Bad movie?
What does that have to do with El Camino?
That's what the movie's called.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
There's a trailer. You haven't seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
All right, when this is over, I'll show it to you.
Is Walter White in it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Jesse Pinkman's not even in the trailer.
Oh, shit.
You gotta see the trailer. I was like...
Damn.
But the movie's called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. Like, that's a little subtitle. Mm. A Breaking Bad movie, you know.
That's cool.
I know. I don't know what it means. I wonder if that's the name of the type of car.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, fine.
Fine, just really interrupt us.
All right, that's
my
fine.
My bad.
I was done anyway, I guess. All right,
shit.
Well, last point I was going to make before I was so rudely interrupted. I think that's the brand of the truck, the van that him and Walter started in.
What, an El Camino? No.
Is that the brand?
No. An El Camino is a model. Oh,
that's
Chevy's.
A model. That's not the brand.
Yeah, you know those.
I know what it is. The small one.
Those cars that are like trucks, right? No,
that's
a Camaro.
Oh, that's a Camaro. No way. Which one is it? Tell me. Again.
It looks like a truck, but it's a car. It's like car size, but like the back's like a truck.
Hmm.
You've seen them.
If I saw another one, I'd probably know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think
that's what El Camino is.
I wonder what
El Camino.
I'm wondering why the movie's called that. I wonder what that's about.
Bam. Like lowriders, like this. You know, the open back and shit.
Oh.
He's at El Camino's.
Oh, shit. I hope he's not getting chased down by the cartel.
Oh, shit. Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, all right. So, yeah, I guess with that said, let's jump back into the news, which we've already been
We're already there, apparently.
So. Should I start or you want
to
start?
Actually, I want to start because RS, I was talking to him in chat, and I was telling him, like, you know, because he's our KOF fan over here. Asking me if he's going to play Terry in Smash now. He's like, I'll check it out. But he's like, I'm thinking of getting the new Samurai Showdown, Soul Calibur 6, and Tekken 7 on PS4 soon. And now's the time to get one of those Bandai Namco games, though. So if you want to get Soul or Tekken, they're on sale right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw Tekken, I think, for like $20. Soul Calibur as well. I saw them on Steam for that price. I'm pretty sure if you get a digital download of those games... You can get it for that price. So anyone interested in playing those games, or if anyone has friends who are interested in playing any of those games, let them know right now. I think it's for this weekend.
Tell your friends about me.
Yeah. And then RS also wants a PS4 Fight Stick. And T might tell you to consult me, but I'm going to say it not yet.
Yeah, I think you should consult AJ. I mean, just if you're playing the long game, ask this motherfucker to make you one. Mine's as dope as shit, so...
Anyways, all right. But that was one news story I wanted to bring up, but I brought it up. Can't say I didn't.
All right. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in May, I think we talked about it before May. In June, I think it was May. We announced, we talked about how Wizards of the Coast was partnering with Adult Swim to do a Rick and Morty Dungeons and Dragons.
I think we did, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Right? Well, that shit is going on sale. It's slated for release on November 19th.
Oh, cool.
And actually, you can pre-order it on Amazon starting... I'm sorry. You can pre-order it starting November 19th. And I feel like as a collector's item, it's only $25. But as a collector's item, I feel like this shit is going to fly off the shelves. Not only for D&D fans, but for Rick and Morty fans. Mm-hmm. So if you're like a collector... Or if you're just a huge Rick and Morty fan, or the other side, if you're just a big D&D fan, get on top of these pre-orders, because I don't think you're going to be able to find this shit anywhere. I mean, that...
Depends how many they make, but yeah.
This is just my personal opinion, dude. Rick and Morty's huge, dude, and D&D is, like, undying fan base. Like, I think this is going to fly off the shelves.
So what kind of things does it come with? Do you get actual figures made for it or something like that? A whole map?
I believe so.
Do you give you custom dice that are shaped as pickles or something?
Include 64-page rulebook annotated by Rick.
Oh, shit, okay.
Which it seems like he was probably drunk as he was explaining it to you. A 32-page original adventure for levels 1 through 3 and 4 through panel folding dungeon master screen featuring new art. don't know what any of that fucking means. You guys must know what it means.
I don't know.
5 ready-to-play character sheets.
Okay.
11 dice. Pre-orders are live on Amazon November 19th. So it comes with a bunch of little starter stuff.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
I feel like it's kind of for people that have never played D&D to kind of get into it with a weird-ass Rick and Morty shit and dimension hopping and shit.
Yeah. I want to play some D&D someday still, like...
Dude, you know, Leslie's brother has a little group he just started like a few weeks ago, and they play every Friday.
Let's go wreck that shit.
Dude, I was like, dude, we should go over there and fucking
kick
learn.
Kick the table and fucking throw shit down and be like, all right, can you teach us?
Win. I'm Apocalypse from X-Men. Like, wait, what? Like,
that's not the story.
You know, you can pick like, who now. You can be and yeah. shit. Like, I'm Apocalypse from fucking X-Men, all right? Like, that's who I am. Like, yeah, so I was like, I'm the Avatar. in Avatar mode, you know?
I was reading on some Reddits and like the someone asked a question like what's like the weirdest like D&D like situation you got yourself into, and some people came up with some weird ass stories, like, you know, someone was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like instead of like bouncing this power back, I'm gonna absorb the power and save it for later, and the dungeon master's like, all right, whatever, I'll let it happen, and later on he ended up using it to like destroy like this big ass boss or something like that. He's like, I didn't expect that, but like some people come up with some weird shit.
Oh, you know, that's why shit. I want,
yeah, because like it's just all story based and all that. And
yeah, you can make everything up, and it's all if the dungeon master's okay with it.
Yeah, like if it can make sense to the dungeon master, and he can make it make sense in the game, then it could be a possible thing you can do, yeah. Which is crazy. But like I heard some just weird stories. I'm like, man, this sounds awesome. Like I want some shit like this to happen.
So, you know, it's funny. It's funny. It sounds awesome to you. To me, it sounds annoying and confusing. But I'm willing to try though. I'm very interested to try. Yeah, I want to play.
I want to try because like when you play a game, you have a certain standard of rules, and you can't really go outside those boundaries, right? Because you're told, okay, this is how the game works. This is how it goes. And that's it. But in D&D, it's a little more open.
It's where, creativity.
Yeah, it's all creative, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm kind of interested in just trying it out and just fucking around.
Hey, maybe we can jump in with this Rick and Morty version. But, I mean, I don't think I'm willing to jump to the... I mean, if it's...
Maybe easy, not that, yeah.
If it's easy to get the pre-order, maybe. But if it's not easy to get it, I don't want to do it. But,
I don't think I know enough about Rick and Morty to play that.
To play
it
that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can ask Charlie to teach us how to play. Maybe we can join him for one of his sessions with his friends.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, your turn, AJ. Some news?
Yeah, so Reason's bringing it up right now. Lars got buffed, which fucking sucks.
Lars got buffed, of all people?
We don't need all that.
Yeah, who asked for that?
Yeah, but what that's alluding to, really, is that the Tekken 7 Season 3 shit and that update is coming out next week on the 10th. So in 5 days from now, September 10th is when we'll get the new patch. A bunch of new buffs and just balance changes and a bunch of new moves. For a lot of the characters. And also, Safina is going to be part of this download too. So if you have Season 3 pack or you want to buy her like separately.
She's in now.
Yeah, she's there now, or she will be there next week. So look out for that. Also too, they did release... we have some other things going on here too. Battle balance adjustments, we knew that. New function, play stats. Play stats and stage win rate functions will be added to the player information. So you'll get to know some of that shit now. Expanded character selection functionality. Unique costumes for each character will be added to customized slots as a preset slot. Interesting. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I guess it's going to be easier for you to choose your outfit. Adjustment on online ranks. Renewal of user interface. Elements of the user interface such as main menu or character select will be renewed. Interesting. Added illustrations to galleries, so some new art to look at. Distribution of character customization effects, following 3 effects distributed through version 2.22 update, blah 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 blah. So some new effects when you hit someone, you get that little glow,
sparks,
whatever.
Sparks,
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. So we get some new ones of those, pretty much. And also there was patch notes released to all the character changes, but they're all like in some type of weird hieroglyphs. And actually the Tekken Twitter, they responded to it like, oh yeah, we know we fucked up. We'll get you out the actual shit pretty soon. But if you try to read the moveset now, you have all these weird. It's like it make no sense. I try to make sense of it too, and like there's like a search little icon and an up arrow. It's like, what does that mean? So, but there is a little bit of information you can get from that, like, you know, if there's any buffs or decreases and stuff like that. But as far as what the new moves are, you can't really tell. There's a heart here. Like, what is a heart?
Shit, I don't even know.
But hopefully they'll fix that soon so we can all read it and check it out. But yeah, every character has a few new moves. I saw Jack like two or three new moves. I think I saw Kazumi had like a new move out of one of her stances and stuff like that. So getting some new shit. So look out for that next week.
Alright. Other pieces of news is pretty fun. For Iron Man, and not even just Iron Man, there's a whole bunch of a slew. Let's pick this. There's a whole slew of Marvel characters. They're actually getting a collaboration because Marvel is collaborating with Shonen Jump.
Oh shit!
And they're having a bunch of manga shorts written by famous manga writers, and they're gonna be doing each their own rendition of Marvel stories they wanted to write. For example, this one that you're seeing here on the cover is written by the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh. His name is Kazuki Takahashi, and this will be coming out September 4th. Oh, shit, it's already out. It came out yesterday. And this is called Secret Reverse, and it will be about Iron Man, in guest starring Spider-Man.
That's cool.
Another one by Hachi Mizuno, who is the creator of Octane Wars. He'll be doing a special called Gag Wars. And the cover has like a chibi version of Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, and Hulk. So I don't know what that's going to be about. There'll also be another one called Interview with Heroes by Ken Ogino. He's the writer of Lady Justice. This will be coming out October 2nd. There'll be one called Samurai about Deadpool by Sanshiro Kasama and Hikaru Uesugi. And they did a show called, or a manga called Tsugihagi Quest. That'll be coming out October 16th.
Never heard of these.
I never heard of that one either, but apparently all these are pretty popular right now. There's one called Halloween Avengers by Mato. That's his writing name. And he did Darling in the Franxx, which is a very old school popular anime. That'll be coming out on October 30th. Another one here called Ant-Man Plus.
Whoa.
This will be done by Toyotaka Haneda of Vochi Men. I never heard of the anime, Vochi or manga, Vochi Men. And it'll be coming out November 13th. And then finally, I guess Secret Reverse Part 2, Iron Man and Spider-Man, by the same guy, Kazuki Takahashi. That'll be November 27th.
Oh, interesting.
So we get seven specials coming out with a collaboration between Marvel and Shonen Jump. America's biggest superhero comic industry, and Japan's biggest superhero comic book industry, if you think about it, you know? Like, true. Yeah, technically.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Do we know if these stories are going to be, like, interconnected in some way, or are they all going to be their own, like, standoffs?
I have a feeling they're not going to be connected, because they're all written by such separate people, unless they all really got together in a room and had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
The only person with two projects is the guy doing Secret Reverse.
Yeah.
There's two of those, one at the beginning and one at the end. But yeah, that's it. So some mangas for the Marvel superheroes are coming out.
Yeah, that's
I'm
cool.
really interested in this Halloween Avengers.
Are I'm you?
Like, what does that mean? It almost looks like it's going to be a comedy. Let me. I want to show you the artwork.
They're going to dress up in costumes.
Wow, that's new. Right, that's fresh. Yeah.
In different costumes, not the one that you're actually expecting. You know, so Iron Man's going to be like the Hulk.
They're going to be in each other's costumes.
Exactly.
It's genius.
I know.
One of you guys, yeah, keep your eyes open for that. The first one's already out, Secret Reverse. Oh, there's a picture for Halloween Avengers.
Oh, that looks scary.
Does it?
I mean, like, comedically scary.
Yeah, that's right. All right, AJ?
All right, so some other news. What other updates do we have? Oh, yeah, actually, too. So RS Misfit in chat was talking about getting a new arcade stick, right?
Uh-huh.
We were just talking about that. Apparently, Neo Geo is putting one out. We were talking about SNK just a minute ago, too. But they're putting out this thing, which is, I guess, reminiscent of, what system was it? The Neo Geo CD controller. I guess it has the same shape and layout in some way. But yeah, SNK is making an arcade stick.
Damn it.
Arcade stick pro.
I like how you could tell it's an SNK one because the four buttons are colored and everything else is gray. So like, you could play it for Capcom games. But the fact that those four buttons are colored tells you it's for an SNK game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
in that order and all that.
Like, do whatever you want with it. But, you know, it's an SNK shit.
I wonder what it's going to work with. Doesn't say. But I would assume, at the very least, PlayStation and PC, I would think. So I actually don't know what this is going to work for. But look out for that. Do we have a date on this? But if anyone's looking for a cool arcade stick and, you know, they're not into, like, building them like I am, just want something that plugs and play, look out for this. Coming, I don't know when. Probably later this year.
Whenever we say it.
Whenever we say that, we know.
Keep your eyes on them, folks.
But look
guys.
Out for that, yeah. So if anyone, this looks pretty dope, though. I like the way it looks. Will I get it? Of course not. I just make it myself.
Right? I makes fucking custom designs. My shit's custom made by the goddamn juggernaut. That should be your creating handle.
The goddamn juggernaut.
Yeah, that way I can tell everyone my shit's custom made by the goddamn juggernaut. All right, my next piece of news here then. The Star Wars, The Mandalorian, the new show that's coming out on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's more details told about it. This show will actually, because everyone's wondering where the timeline is for this. Is this like before, you know?
They said it was like after one of the, I don't know.
So it turns out it's going to be after Return of the Jedi. So this is going to be about what happens to the universe after the Empire dies.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
And in other words, it will loosely be about how the First Order came to power.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And which is a big question, because I don't know about you, like, I didn't love Episode 7 as much. I liked 8 a lot. For some reason, a lot of people that didn't like, you know, Last Jedi, but I was the one who didn't like 7 so much. Because I was like, who the fuck are these First Order fools? Like, what the fuck? Like, why are they exactly the same as the Empire? What was the whole point? Like, you know, I was like, but apparently this will explain, like, how they came to power and how they took over and, like, what the plan was.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit because I read some comics eventually, but, like, eventually I was pissed. When it first came out, I was like, what the fuck's going on here, you know? But, yeah, apparently this show will explain a lot of that. It'll explain how the universe was full of moving parts after the Empire is gone. Swaying powers. People were trying to establish a new, what they call it in Episode 3? What are they called? The Republic. They're trying to establish a new Republic.
Yeah, you know? I know there's a lot of, like, government stuff going on with the whole thing, and that just loses me at the time.
I know you're just going to be out right there. But at the same time, like, the Republic was a thing. Like, they were trying to make the Republic a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they said actually it was more like the Wild West because nobody had power. Not the Empire, not the Rebellion, nobody. Right. So it was like the Wild West and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this show will explore those aspects of Star Wars. And, like, that's cool because there's a big blank space in Star Wars where we don't know what the fuck's going on. Between Episode 6 and 7.
Yeah.
You know, so this is cool. Something finally is coming out between those timelines.
Yeah, that's cool. It kind of bridged the gap there.
Mm-hmm.
Cuckoo's in chat was saying The Mandalorian would not be rated R or TVMA. So not going to be for mature audiences.
No, I think it's
so
PG.
So it's
going to
be more like a PG-13 type of ish. Maybe like a.
But if they do
a TV rating for that.
If they do the good implied damage, like how they close the door on that fool's head, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine with me, as long as there's plenty of that. Like,
as long as it's a good story that makes sense, you know? Like, I don't need all the action if you can tell me a good story.
I need the action. I just, like, you know, I'm
well,
okay.
Well, I mean, some action, yeah, but not the, like, the killing, like,
yeah.
The, yeah, like,
I don't
the,
need, I don't
the
need
hardcore action, you know?
I will never turn that down, but you're right.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Don't
every
need
time.
It. It helps. As long as the
helps.
Story is good, though.
I like that. I don't need it. It helps. All right. Other pieces of news. Real quick, this one, Marvel What If. So there's only a little bit of news about this, but there was a leak for the Marvel What Ifs. There's some pictures leaked, so we kind of know a little bit more about it. I mean, we already talked before about some of the things that they're going to be doing with it, but now there's a picture of a Marvel zombie.
Yeah.
So Marvel zombies are like all but confirmed, I want to say.
We had Marvel zombies already.
Yeah. Are you talking about in Far From Home?
Yes.
Yes. And I do feel like that was a hint.
Yeah.
I do feel like that was a hint that it was coming.
I don't think I mentioned that yet, but when I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, we had Marvel. This is Marvel Zombies right here.
That was a reference for sure to Marvel Zombies. You're 100% right.
And there's another confirmation right here of Cap.
Yeah, Cap. There's a zombie version of Cap in these pictures. It also kind of offers.
Oh, Star-Lord's up here. What the fuck?
So I'll talk about that in a minute. But this also offers some details. I don't know about this picture on the right. I don't know if that's Bucky or someone else with a mustache and beard.
It looks like Bucky.
But I don't know, maybe. But I can tell you some.
Suave hair, you know?
I can tell you some things about some of the other pictures we're seeing. Some of the story is going to take place in a reality where Peggy Carter has a super soldier serum and she's Captain America.
So who's this fool in the bottom right or bottom left? Was that Steve Rogers?
Steve Rogers.
Without the serum?
I think he's flying.
In both corners, in the bottom corner?
I think Steve Rogers is Iron Man.
Oh, shit.
He's piloting an armored suit. Oh, on the
very
suit.
Bottom? Yeah, I was about to ask what that was, too.
Looks like he's piloting an armored suit made by Howard Stark. That's just a guess by Tahir. This is nothing that's happened in the comics. But I think it's T-guess right there. I think in this reality, she's Captain America, or maybe Captain Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And he's Iron Man, because he's the pilot of the Iron Man suit. Anyway, just an idea. There's pictures. I feel like the pictures are kind of reinforcing that theory. He's in a picture of her riding on top of the Iron Man suit.
What if, as it suggests here...
Nice one, AJ.
What if, like, you know, in Endgame, how they went further back in time, and they went to that one facility, and, you know, Tony actually met up with his dad, right?
Yeah.
And they talked, whatever. What if all this happens because of that?
And that caused...
And this is all in that reality.
Oh, that could be it, AJ. I like that. Connecting everything together again.
Yeah.
That would be fucking dope.
Because wasn't there a time where, like, they were talking, but we didn't see it because, you know, we got to see what, you know, Captain America was doing off to the side. So when they come back and it's like, oh, yeah, they're finishing the conversation. What if
you see him in the between there? Pop in and shit, fucking put back the stone and disappear again.
Oh, that would be cool, too.
That'd be fucking cool.
But what if Tony Stark did mention some Iron Man suit shit, you know, to Howard Stark at that moment? And that's why we end up getting all this, you know?
Shit, it's a branch reality.
Yeah.
Oh, AJ, maybe. Let me go further. So we already know that there's one reality where what if Killmonger, you know, took over Wakanda, right?
Yeah.
So apparently there's another story, which we're seeing pictures here. It says, what if T'Challa is Star-Lord?
Oh, is that what's going on here? What the fuck?
Yeah. So I don't really know what that means, but my guess is what if T'Challa was the one abducted by Yondu?
Wow.
And that's a fucking king that you fucking took, or a prince, you know, whatever. Damn. You took it. So
he really is Star-Lord now.
So, yeah, for real, like a real Lord of the Stars, yeah. Right? Like literally, right? And so, look, he's even wearing Star-Lord's jacket in that top right-hand corner.
They did say in Lion King, you know, that the kings of the past are up in the stars, you know?
They did say that. And that was Darth Vader that said that, you know?
True.
Disney.
It all connects now, man. That's deep shit right now, man.
Well, anyway, I was thinking about that could lead to a lot of interesting plot lines. Like, imagine T'Challa was the one abducted, right? Wakanda has all this fucking powerful tech. What if they said, you know, fuck that. It may take us 10 years, but we're going to go into space and get our fucking prince back.
Damn.
And, like, you know, he's living a regular life as a Ravager, and then the fucking Wakanda comes out in this outer space militia to fuck up the Ravagers.
And they're like, this is S.W.O.R.D., you know, we're coming back for our king.
Maybe. You know, maybe Thanos gets involved. And it's this huge intergalactic fucking war, you know, like, because they stole T'Challa instead of a nobody.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was a nobody, you know? Like, you stole a fucking prince. You guys are morons, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It has a lot of cool potential to, like, what they could do with it. And, you know, the Black Panther mask is a lot like the fucking Star-Lord mask as far as the tech that fucking melds onto your face like that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about all these little details.
That's pretty cool.
I thought
it'd
be fun to talk about because this leak kind of messes that up a little. Something tells us too much. I say a little too much.
But it gives us something to kind of think about. And look at Peggy's chilling with these dudes from the...
the Howling Commandos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even see that. Damn, interesting.
It's all interesting. I guess we'll find out what? Is this next year?
Next year? The end of next year.
Yeah.
It's like the last thing to come out next year.
Man, what if it doesn't come out?
Stop it. That's fucked up. Don't say that. All right. AJ?
Cuckoo's in the chat says, the 4chan She-Hulk rumors provided to be real. What?
What 4chan She-Hulk rumors? We don't know what you're talking
Thunderbolt
about.
Ross will be back and become Red Hulk. Ooh. And She-Hulk. And She-Hulk's show?
Oh, I could see that happening.
He's all about catching the Hulk, and this is a new Hulk to catch, and then you're like, oh, maybe this one's easier.
I was really hoping more that it would be about her being a lawyer with light connections to Hulk. Like, he would just appear here and there, I was hoping.
I mean, it probably will still be, but...
I want her to be a lawyer, bro. I'm cool with her being a superhero, but I want her to grow to that. I want her to start off as being a regular lawyer, you know, and then she got the powers, and she's forced to be a lawyer in this fucking green... skin, you know, like
so she's like that permanently. She can't revert back.
She can revert back whenever she wants. She chooses to be She-Hulk. She thinks she looks better that way.
Mm. Why, is she ugly when she's normal looking?
No, she looks good, actually. She looks pretty good.
Oh, shit.
She's kind of average, you know?
Someone needs to talk to her,
then. She's kind of average, but she, like, she she thinks she has more, she stands out more, and she has more character.
She's like an 8, then, right? You know?
Yeah. She's like a 7.
Oh, okay. But when
she's a She-Hulk, she's like a 9, you know? Like, okay. She'd rather be She-Hulk, you know? anyway.
All right, you know, well, another news, bringing it back to some gaming stuff real quick.
Yeah.
Street Fighter apparently is having, like, a free trial type of thing going on from the 10th, when Tekken drops, through the 16th. So in case you missed it, I was reading their tweet, hold on. Free trial, try it out, and you get the full roster, too, so Season 3 characters and all that, on PS4 and on Steam, starting on the 10th. So if anyone's... you know, considering Street Fighter, or you have a friend who's considering Street Fighter, or you're considering certain characters, and this will be your time to try it out. So if you want to try out, like, Sakura or some shit, or Blanca, or this G motherfucker, or Sagat, you know, you can do that here with this free trial. What's funny, too, is, like, this is a tweet that Capcom put out, and this is one of the comments. Check this out. T.
I'm listening. Oh, is it the picture?
This is a comment that someone put in response to Capcom. It's Hihachi's laughing face.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna read me something.
No, nothing's read. It's a picture.
Now, yeah, that's fucked up.
And a lot of people were responding to this, being like, "Yeah, I don't care." Someone's like, "Just give me Darkstalkers, please." And so
yeah, for real. Where's Darkstalkers at?
Then some of the people were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be busy playing Tekken and you know, some of the better games." So like a lot of hate over there. That's why I found this Hihachi one fucking funny.
Yeah,
like, just laughing in his face.
Because Tekken 7's the top game right now, so he's like, "Come on, bro."
Yeah, give us Mega Man Legends. So a lot of people like, I don't know, I guess they're not happy about it, but I think it's cool. But anyways, if anyone just been playing some Street Fighter on Steam or on PS4 and want to try it out, September 10th, you can go and do it.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, so interesting thing about Spawn. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard that there is going to be a horror-based R-rated Spawn movie coming out pretty soon, produced by Blumhouse, has been making great horror movies.
Oh,
lately.
Blum's doing it?
Yeah. Which also there, it was gonna be a news piece, but I don't think it's a big thing to talk about. But there's gonna be a Black Friday remake, Black Christmas Meat remake by Blumhouse that's coming out this Christmas too, and that's basically the start for Halloween. You know, that was the first movie before Halloween got made by those people.
Interesting.
Anyway,
I know that was the thing.
Yeah, Black Christmas is an old school horror movie. It's really weird and really trippy. And that was the basis for, eventually Halloween was made from that same crew. And the John Carpenter says that's basically the sequel to Black Christmas is Halloween.
Interesting.
Anyway, but forget about that. Blumhouse will be making a Spawn R-rated movie. It's going to be horror-based, starring Jamie Foxx. But, you know, that's something...
So he's going to be Spawn?
We don't know, but I think so. But anyway, that's a separate thing. Todd McFarlane... he said, after the release of that, there will be not one, but two Spawn animated series coming out. It'll be one for kids and one for adults.
Okay.
And he said, we're talking right now. I just had a couple of meetings this weekend about a couple different animation looks, both something that we can get kids in at a younger age and then get them into the sort of crack cocaine version of Spawn. and then do the adult one. So we're talking about that. I think both of those come after the movie. That's what he said. I don't know if they're going to be connected to the movie, but he said basically going to make a more cartoony kid version of Spawn, probably more like, I'm trying to think of, there's been a few examples like Starship Troopers, you know, they had a fucking, that's a dark-ass, fucking creepy-ass, violent movie, and they made an
animated.
Never
seen it, but okay.
And they made a kid's cartoon version of it, you know, like.
Yeah, they've done shit like that before.
They do shit like that sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
Beetlejuice, you know.
Yeah, Beetlejuice and one.
Spawn anyway,
for kids, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to do one of those, and then they're going to make, like, basically an Adult Swim version, like the old school Spawn movie, where it's going to be violent and bloody and
did they
sexual.
Have an animated Spawn in the past?
Yeah, that's the art from it.
Oh, this is the old one then, huh?
Yeah, that's the
okay,
old
yeah,
one.
So they've done it
it's
before.
It's a whole season, yeah, it's a whole season. It was on MTV.
Oh, wow.
They showed it on MTV only, like, it was crazy. But it was pretty dope.
Music television.
Yeah, man, they didn't fuck around back in the day. But yeah, so that's something that's going to be happening. Blumhouse is going to be making it.
I think it's going to be Jamie Foxx. And then also, when is this going to come out? Do we know?
There's no actual release date, but they're in production right now. It is happening.
because we're also getting Spawn in, what should we call it again, in Mortal Kombat. So I wonder if that's going to be side-by-side released. Because that's like one of the speculations we had back last week or whatever.
I did hear that the Mortal Kombat movie is like for real, like.
I did hear that too.
It's like a straight-up reboot. I know, that's funny that neither of us put it as news. I didn't feel like talking about it because it wasn't enough information. It was just that it is being made, like Mortal Kombat straight-up reboot. It's like right now being produced and shit.
I have a story just like that right now too.
Tell me.
About Tomb Raider.
Is another one?
Yeah, the second one. Well, within the new reboot. They got a director for it finally. Ben Wheatley is going to be directing the new one coming out 2021, which is going to continue the current game series, you know. Mm-hmm. So the last one we got was based off the first Tomb Raider game that we got by Crystal Dynamics a few years ago. And then Tomb Raider 2 is going to be beginning production early next year. And then 2021 is when we get the actual final version of that. And it's going to be continuing the next one in the storyline for that series. So look out for that, I guess. That's pretty much all we know. I mean, we have a director and a writer for it, at least. I don't know what they've done or if it's any good. But apparently people are not too mad about it. So
that's good.
That's all we got to know, I guess, so far. But yeah, Tomb Raider, like we're just talking about, it's in production. It's about to be done. It's about to start going in productions and all that, so.
Right.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. I want to see the first one, but at the same time, I don't want to kill the game for me either.
Yeah, right, the ending of the game.
Yeah, because I was kind of playing it. I'm like, I'm not even that far into it, but I kind of want to finish it someday. And I'm kind of slacking on that. But anyways.
All right.
That was my last bit of news.
Here's my last piece of news. It's perfect timing.
Cool.
My last piece of news, Spider-Man, bro. Okay, so we all have to deliberate how we feel about this information I'm about to give you. You ready? So, first rumor was, or not rumor, it was actual comment. They had Tom Holland had like a little interview at AMA, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, I want to see Tom Holland in a TV show. And, you know, he's like, oh.
Me too.
And he said in the realm of Spider-Man, that might happen sooner than you think. He said wow. Something, he hinted something about that, about Spider-Man in a TV show, right? And, this was earlier, this was a couple days, and it might even be yesterday, it's pretty recent news, right? A recent thing, and people are like, oh, he's just teasing us, just fucking with us, we don't know. And, you know, but today it came out, the Marvel and Sony talks are over. It's not happening right now.
Wow.
No one, and Sony and Marvel have both said it's not, like, set in stone that he'll never show up again in the future. But as for right now, the next coming Phase 4... Spider-Man is not in the MCU. It's fact, it's proven, and it's for real. This from the Sony exec, by the way.
Pour one out for Spider-Man.
Yeah, man, pour one out for Spider-Man in the MCU. Like I said, he could still come back, but, you know, as of for the next few years, we're not going to see him.
As of right now, they haven't determined anything, but they also haven't completely shut the door yet.
I like that they said that they haven't shut the door, because, honestly, if it's just for the next couple of years, I didn't think we were going to see a Spider-Man movie in the next 2 years anyway.
Yeah.
So if they, as long as they both said that, I'm kind of okay with waiting to see what's gonna happen.
I'm okay with it too. Like, you know, like, I mean, Spider-Man has his own adventures. That makes sense. It'll kind of suck not to see them, you know, progress with the storyline they're doing right now, though. But
I'll tell you, I did want him to interact with the Marvel people more, like Blade, especially Blade and shit like that.
Yeah, I hope that happens. That'll be dope.
Yeah, I wanted that, but. I will say, I've said it on Unfocused before, it's not the most popular opinion. I don't want Spider-Man to be in the Avengers. Because one of the big things in the comics, it's only more modern that Spider-Man's part of the Avengers.
Mm.
For a long time, he kept turning them down. They kept asking him, he kept like, you know, said, oh, maybe. And he would always say, you know what, actually not. I'm going to be solo. I'm better off solo. Like, I don't think I'm going to be a good part of the team. That's always how he was. You know, it's only modernly that Spider-Man's been a member of the Avengers.
Right.
So I kind of wanted them to go with that old school feel anyway, for him not to join them. Like, I'd definitely be down with him to help them out when shit goes down, you know. But
yeah,
like,
and that's what kind of happened already.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't really join them.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of turned it down, technically.
He turned it down in the beginning, and then he just kind of got put into it because he wanted to go and help.
Yeah,
and he's not really part of them. And technically, is there an Avengers group right now?
No, there's nothing. There's no surviving Avengers team. It would have to be Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch, and both of them seem like they are not Hulk. Interested.
And Thor.
Yeah, Hulk. Yeah, it's true. Well, Hulk's in space. I mean, Thor's in space. Hulk's injured. Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch both kind of seem like they're kind of done with the superhero game at that little conversation they had at the end, right?
True.
So, I mean, that leaves no Avengers, you're right. Like, there's nowhere for him to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so there's a silver lining slash dark side to this. I don't really know how you guys want to take it. You guys tell me how you feel. But apparently, there will be a Spider-Man TV show. Like, for real, for real. Sony Pictures chairman Tony Vinciquerra said they are currently working on multiple Spider-Man television series and streaming services. While addressing Spider-Man being taken out of the MCU, he explained that they're currently working on 5 or 6.
Why do I feel like Sony is going like a DC route right now? I don't know why.
No, you're right. They definitely are. But they're smart to still not leave the door closed.
Yeah.
Because this is like strategy right here. They're like, okay, we're going to try it out. Try to get all the Spider-Man money we can. If it doesn't work, we can still fucking beg Marvel to take us back.
Yeah.
You know, like if they really have to, you know. Like, I think it's a pretty smart move. Like,
I like that thought.
That's just what I was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And so here's a quote. And this is what makes me think that more. Is that Spider-Man was fine before the event movies. He did better with the event movies. And now that we have our own universe, we will play off the other character as well. The other characters as well. He said, I think we're pretty capable of doing what we have to do here.
I'm watching live right now, making all types of faces.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not a fan of it either. I don't really think they can do it. But I'm really down to see them watch, like, fuck it up. I think they'll make a Spider-Man TV show, and if they do that with Tom Holland, Spider-Man TV show, like 12 episodes, 10 episodes, I think that'll be good, you know?
It's like when you have a kid or something, or a friend, do it, come with us, do it this way, and you're like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, go ahead, go, see what happens.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah.
Tell me what happens.
That's what Marvel's like right now. Marvel's like, yeah, go Spider-Man, go. Yeah.
Go Spider-Man.
You'll see. Watch you. We'll be right here. We'll watch you.
You're right. And I think that's exactly what's happening. And I think that first Spider-Man TV show will be fine. I think that, the Tom Holland Spider-Man 8 episodes or 10, whatever it's going to be, that show will be good.
Where's that going to be at?
I'm sure that everyone seems to be making their own streaming service. Maybe they'll make their own.
And that's why it's not going to work.
Well, I think that's, like I said, let's hear me out. I think that show will work out because I think Spider-Man facing multiple villains is well played out in a show. In a movie, that's too much. Everyone was talking about Sinister Six and shit. I never liked that idea. It's too much for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you give them a show, you can give them Lizard and Morbius and Venom. Like, and it'll slowly make sense in a story, you know? So I think that show will be okay. Now, them talking about 6 shows, the other shows I'm assuming are Black Cat and Silver Sable. Like, those things that were going to be movies, because we never thought those would be good movies.
Yeah.
I think those will be shows. Morbius, Black Cat and Silver Sable, Kraven the Hunter, whatever bullshit they were thinking about making.
Yeah.
And I think all those shows except for Spider-Man will fail. And then they're just going to give it back to Marvel. Like, you know what? Actually, you guys do it. Like, you know?
Yeah, hopefully that happens.
Yeah. I think it's a burn because we're not going to get to use Black Cat or Kraven the Hunter for Marvel.
And you know what's cool, too, is that, like, TV shows, they're like an hour, right? So they could do, like, 2 or even 3 episodes of a certain character and just, it'll be like a movie.
That might be okay. I mean, I might be more okay with that. I still don't love it because Sony's going to be doing it like that, but that might be more acceptable. You're right. Like, 3 episodes of Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah.
3 episodes of Black Cat.
Like, yeah.
I could do that.
Something like that would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then Cuckoo's is saying that it should be on Sony's Crackle streaming service, which is free.
That's probably what it will be on.
I didn't know Crackle was Sony's. Okay, that makes sense.
That's probably exactly where it'll be. Yeah, makes sense to me.
And speaking of streaming services, too, so Disney Plus is coming out pretty soon, right?
Real soon.
$7 a month.
Man, and if you have any previous streaming service connected to Disney, there's a discount there. If you have Hulu, I think they'll give you a discount.
You can do Hulu and Disney Plus together for like $12, but they're only going to give you the Hulu with ad version, which is stupid.
Burn.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they give you the non-ad version or not, though. But, I mean, it's still like $7.
I mean, that's a good deal still. Like.
Which, I was thinking about, just like, why is that so fucking cheap? Like, you know, Netflix and like Hulu ad is like, you know, $10-$12, right?
Uh-huh.
But the reason they're able to get away with it is because they're not licensing other people's shit. All Disney Plus shit is everything they own. Shit.
They're getting all the money from
that. It's all there. They don't have to pay anyone else to have it on their platform because it's theirs. So that's why it's so cheap. I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. They're just pretty much getting free money by, you know, doing the service. But anyway, that's coming out in November. And I guess we'll talk more about that when that comes out.
Wait, can I say one last news that I forgot about?
Yeah. This is our show, man. You can do whatever you want.
Right? I want to see if I can find the article I found. But I heard that Netflix will start doing weekly, will start doing releases. Like, not putting the whole whole series out for binge.
Who?
Netflix.
Netflix is going to do that?
Yeah.
That's what Disney Plus is going to be like. Every episode is going to be like once a week. So, they're going to do that too? That's going to be new for them.
Let's see. I want to see if I can find the exact article. Because, okay, I'm gonna have to look it up and find it for the next episode, or maybe I'll put it on our Twitter or something once I find it. But I'm pretty sure that a couple days ago, IGN put up an article that Netflix is gonna start releasing shows on a weekly episode to episode release basis, which to me will make me drop Netflix. I'll be done with them then, because they're not special to me anymore. I'm like, dude, that's like when they put out a new show that I'm interested in, I'd love to have all of it. And I can just fuck around and watch whenever I want, you know? I don't want to wait week to week. Like, that's not why I got streaming services, you know? Like, I know I'm going to have to do that with Disney, but that's fine. I need that shit because it's Marvel, you know? So I'm going to have to deal with that.
Well, the weekly shit, too, kind of helps with them staying relevant for longer, too. Because whenever a Netflix show comes out, and it's all dropping all at once, like, it's hype for, like, a week or two, and then everyone kind of forgets about it. So if you didn't watch it within those first 2 weeks, and you go and do it later on, you're either less likely to do it later on, or, like, you're kind of bored just watching it because everyone's already been there, you know?
Yeah.
So, weekly, I'm not that mad. It really depends on what it is, honestly. But I don't think I'll be too mad at it. Because then you can always just, like, not watch it for a few weeks and let it build up, and then you can go and binge it. So, if they end up doing that, I don't really care. Because even when something does come out, sure, I'll binge it only because it's there. But I don't think I'll be too upset if it wasn't, you know, all there at once.
If Stranger Things comes out and you can't binge it, you're mad?
No, I don't think so. I'll wait. Because even when Stranger Things, when it came out, I was able to watch it right away. And actually finish it right away. But, you know, if it, you know, came out one by one, I'll just give it a couple of weeks and just watch it all at once.
I feel that. It makes sense.
It gives me more time to do other shit, I guess, you know?
All right, then, anyways, that said, I guess that's basically the end of Unfocused.
It pretty much is. This fanfy episode, Long Nose Pokemon.
Oh, I found it. Netflix News releasing weekly episodes. Multiple shows on Netflix will have episodes released weekly instead of all at once. This is via Complex. This is real shit.
Cuckoo said Netflix was the last streaming service to binge release. All others now do episodic releases, even Amazon Prime. I didn't even know Amazon did episodic shit either. I know Hulu does. Actually, I don't even watch Hulu Original, so I can't even say that. Oh, no, I do, because
you watch Runaways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Which reminds me, I need to go watch Cloak & Dagger. So, yeah, Unfocused Week. So, yeah, maybe Cloak & Dagger? Probably not. But I do want to get to that eventually.
Yeah, I know. One of these days I got to watch Cloak & Dagger, too, man. There's so much of that. I heard it's really good, too.
Oh, yeah? Cool, yeah. I know the first one was pretty good, and I want to watch the second one. I don't want to forget about them because I actually like the characters. And then, yeah, more of the usual suspects, Tekken and Soul. Maybe I'll get back into some Soul Calibur. I mean, some Street Fighter. Actually, maybe now that I got the Switch streaming shit working here, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, maybe I'll start streaming some Splatoon.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, whatever else I can do on the Switch. And then, yeah, finish my Power Rangers. And then also I realized, too, that I got Darkstalkers, that second volume, and I need to go read that, too. So maybe I'll reread the first one first and then get into that. And then, you know what? We were talking about Darkstalkers the other day with the guys who were playing Soul. I might want to go find a version of that somewhere to play.
Dude, here's my question. Why have we never got a fucking 3D Darkstalkers game? Like, I just don't understand, dude.
I don't know, dude.
I really don't understand. Like, there's a big outcry for it. I feel like enough people would buy it. That was one of the biggest bought games on the PSP was Darkstalkers whatever 2.5 or whatever it was.
Capcom's been really like picky about what they're doing now.
Yeah, because Mega Man too. They're yeah, very exactly. Picky about, is that what you had that in mind?
Exactly
what
I was heading to right now. Yeah, because Mega Man, everyone loves Mega Man, and they're like. They're stopping making that shit, you know? It's like, what are you doing? People want this game.
And everyone's still throwing tomatoes at them for being not cool about with the creator of Mega Man. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking not cool.
So same thing with Darkstalkers. Also, I heard, too, that Capcom was so close to being bought out by some random Chinese company a few years ago. And then Street Fighter 4 came out and was big, and so they actually saved themselves with Street Fighter 4.
Are you serious? Chinese company almost bought out Capcom?
Yeah.
That would have fucked everything up.
I think it was a bunch of different companies buying parts of Capcom.
Oh,
so
fuck no.
They would have spread out to like everywhere.
No, that would have sucked, dude. That would have been so bad.
They were like so close, but then Street Fighter kind of saved them. And so I think that's why we haven't gotten like Darkstalkers, because they were like so scared to put out anything risky and spend money on it.
They just stopped making douchebag decisions. How about that?
Yeah, that's probably why they got so much DLC shit going on too with their games now. Because that was making them money for
trying
a bit.
Trying to draw people in and shit, huh?
Yeah, and just kind of just get all the, just milk everything pretty much. That's probably why that went that way too, thinking about it now. But Darkstalkers would be awesome to see, and I kind of want to just play some, because we're talking about it, like, you know, because we're talking about High Score Girl again, and how there was a big Darkstalkers moment in that shit too. I was like, that kind of got me hyped to play the game. Even though I never got to play competitively like that, I actually want to go and just... You know, fuck with it.
I would love to do it. If they played like if there's a real Darkstalkers game to play, like, I would love that.
Go, just go back to one of the older ones. Night Warriors.
I know,
like,
but I want them to make one.
Then when they do make one, at least you kind of know what's going on already, you know?
I actually already do kind of what's going on. I remember we used to play that PSP one pretty hardcore.
Yeah, no.
I just hated that fucking pad, man.
Yeah, I know.
That was the only problem with the game. I love that game so much, that pad would piss me the fuck off.
Same thing we're talking about, too. We brought that up. Oh, yeah, the PSP, there was that version. And we're like, yeah, but the D-pad sucked. Yeah, and that one button on the corner sucked, too.
Oh, my God.
We talked about all that the other day.
That's so funny. I missed out on that. Alright, well, I guess for my Unfocus Week, I'm probably gonna sit here and finish this fucking Powers of X book. This shit is so intense and so interesting. Like, man, I can't shut the fuck up about how good House of X and Powers of X are. Like, if you pick them up and start reading them, it flips everything you know about X-Men on its head. Like, they just did everything great with this fucking comic, so I do recommend you read it. So I'm probably gonna sit here and finish reading this comic after the show. Other than that, the comic I mentioned, Something's Killing the Children, I'll probably read that to get in the spirit for it, because it's about to come out this week. Chapter 2.
The kid from Stranger Things was in the first one.
Yeah.
He's growing up to be Bill Hader.
Who's Bill Hader?
The comedian dude. Because he's in It. And they're all growing up now.
Bill
Hader.
He's
like, remember, what's his name? Oh my God, what's that? Not Hangover. The other one with Jonah Hill and fucking shit like that. We were talking about it. Superbad. Remember the cops? So not Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, the one with the hair, right? The
other cop.
Oh, no, it's the cops.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
Damn, he grows up to be that guy?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a good movie. You going to watch it this weekend?
But, which funny, because he's more of a comedian, right? So to him to be playing in It...
Well, there's a lot of comedy feels.
I've never seen It. So I don't know shit about...
You didn't see the modern one or the old one?
No.
Why?
Because it never just came up. I don't know. It never was on my radar. I've heard about it a couple times.
You know what we should do next week?
Watch it? No, I'm
good. Let's watch it and stream it, bro.
We can't stream it anymore. We'll get banned right away.
So we can watch it and stream. Whoever's on live can watch it on live with us, and that's it. Like,
no, it's like, it doesn't work like that anymore. We can't get away with shit like that anymore on
Twitch.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Well, we could... We put the audio track and not show the visuals. And just
you could probably
our
do
reactions
that.
To it.
But nah, I don't know. I'm gonna do all that. It's too much.
I think it'd be fun. You need to watch that movie. It's really good, especially if you've never seen the original. Like, I think you'll get a kick out of that fucking movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of down just because of just how this one looks right now. It looks pretty dope. So I might go see it.
Yeah, I'll just film it. I'll just film us with my phone while we're doing it. We'll post it later on YouTube or some shit.
But I also have a lot of other movies to catch up on that I want to go see. Like Skull Island. I still want to see Kong, Skull Island.
Fuck that shit, bro.
And freaking, which is called John Wick and all that shit, too.
Well, John Wick's not even in theaters anymore.
Time to switch to Mixer. And we'll get banned over there instead, right? So we don't give up our Twitch shit here.
Yeah, we need our Twitch. All right. I guess with that said,
they're not paying us enough to go to Mixer.
Soul Calibur. Play more Soul Calibur. That's what I'll do. I learned some new shit earlier this morning. I was practicing a bit, but we learned some more shit. Yeah.
Always learn more shit. I'm thinking of trying out a new character in Tekken.
I need to be... it's funny you said Tekken. I was going to say Soul. I need to get serious about playing a new character in Soul.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely played around with like two or three people.
Yeah, you have.
I didn't get fucking serious. I need to sit down and get like and really play them like I play Taki. You know
what
I mean?
You got to get confident with one, yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy, but I feel like once you break that second character wall like we did in Melee...
Yeah,
you just start learning a bunch of characters all of a sudden, you know, like
I already have two characters, kind of two and a half.
Actually, you know, you're way ahead of me. That's right, you have two and a half already. Yeah, yeah, you play pretty fairly with two different characters.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. I got to step my game up. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already there. Steve's kind of already there too. Fucking Chris is everywhere. He picked up Taki again the other day.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I feel like it was weird. I feel like if he picks up Taki again, like now he knows certain things about Sophidia, he'll know how to play Taki better now.
Yeah, he was using everyone but Sophidia until we actually got into our match for the hammer. And then he played Sophidia.
That's
yeah.
smart. That's a really smart move.
It was weird. He went Ivy, he went Nightmare, he went Taki. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Clever motherfucker. Trying to get experience with all the characters. Okay, bro, yeah. I see what he's doing.
But anyways.
I'm focused, guys. That was episode 231. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget.
See you
next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week and routes.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at Unfocused Podcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!